Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board again declines to rejoin the Wyoming Library Association despite concerns about staff training opportunities. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Staff training and development was on the agenda at the Campbell County Public Library Board meeting on Monday evening. Brandy Elder, Human Resources Director for the county, expressed her concerns about the lack of training available to library staff with the separation from the Wyoming Library Association. She told the board the need for continued education and development is critical for all county departments. Elder said all departments in the county have money in their budget for membership and board training. My request to you as a board is that you reconsider your stance on WLA. I'm not asking for ALA at this point, Elder said to the board. She continued by saying the reason behind the request is the number of staff memberships to the WLA prior to the separation and how important it is for employees to be given opportunity to attend training and continued education. Board member Darcy Lyons said after doing research on her own, she had reconsidered the library's association with the WLA because she believes there is value in the training provided. She made a motion to reinstate their involvement in WLA, which was seconded by Charlie Anderson. The motion failed to pass with only Lyon and Anderson voting yes. The board did move to table the issue to be discussed at a later date. Director Terry Leslie told the board she didn't fully understand why there was an issue with the Wyoming Library Association, other than its affiliation with the American Library Association. Bear said it was because they have the same agenda as the ALA. She went on to ask Leslie why the library had received the Outstanding Library of the Year award. Leslie responded by saying,
part of it was that we had a tough year with a lot of book challenges and that we worked with the public to get through it. We were admired for not fighting but instead trying to work with the public. We were admired for the services that we provide, and so went beyond our hard year.
I agree it was probably about your hard year, and that you stood up to the First Amendment, and you were all about intellectual freedom. That's what it boiled down to them, for them, and that is the ALA agenda.
The audience immediately responded to the comment, and Anderson echoed the group by saying it was a good thing. They also decided to set a new date for the workshop on possible changes to the collection development policy after the cancellation due to weather last week. The collection development policy is used as a guide for library staff when choosing titles to be purchased for the library. The board set the workshop for January 5th at 4 p.m. At the conclusion of the meeting, the board adjourned going into executive session to evaluate Director Terry Leslie and to discuss the treatment of library staff since the beginning of the 18-month-long controversy. The next regular library board meeting will be January 23rd, 2023 at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held at the public library in the Wyoming Room. Chairman Del Shellstead of the Campbell County Board of Commissioners has called for a special meeting to be held today, December 22nd at 2 p.m. in the District Courtroom 3, Campbell County Courthouse at 500 South Gillette Avenue for the purpose of filling the vacancy in House District 32. The vacancy was created by the recent resignation of Representative Timothy Hallinan, who was elected to the Campbell County School District Board of Trustees in the last general election. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.